Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, Carrie Coon will return to Broadway this winter in Bug, a play written by her husband, Tracy Letts. It was first staged in London back in 1996, but this will mark its Broadway premiere. A psychological thriller, Bug takes place in a motel room in Oklahoma City and follows the unexpected romance between a waitress and a drifter. The motel is infested with insects, and as their relationship escalates, so does their fear of government conspiracies, leading to madness and paranoia. This production will reunite Coon with her co-stars from a 2021 staging at the Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago, including Namir Smallwood, Randall Arney, Jennifer Engstrom, and Steve Key. Coon is best known for her television roles in The White Lotus, The Gilded Age, and The Leftovers. She made her Broadway debut in 2012 in a revival of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Smallwood was last seen in 2021's Passover. Arney, a former artistic director at Steppenwolf, will be making his Broadway debut as a performer. Engstrom will be making her Broadway debut, and Key was seen as an understudy in the 2017 play Sweat. Bug is directed by David Cromer. Previews begin December 17th before an official opening on January 8th at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater for a limited wintertime run. Renowned illusionist Rob Lake is bringing his magic show to Broadway this fall, and he's bringing along a very special guest, the Muppets. Lake was a quarterfinalist on America's Got Talent in 2018 and has performed his tricks in over 60 countries around the world. He is currently nearing the end of a summertime residency at Atlantis in the Bahamas. For this Broadway staging, Kermit the Frog and Company will help bring their trademark wacky humor to the illusions. There will also be a different celebrity appearance at every performance. The lead producers of this mounting are Joe Quenqua, a former Disney communications executive, and Glass Half Full Productions, under the leadership of Gareth Lake. Previews begin October 28th at the Broadhurst Theater. Opening night is November 6th, and it will run through January 18th. Tickets go on sale Thursday, September 4th. For more information, visit roblakebroadway.com. And finally today, Darren Criss is returning to Broadway's Maybe Happy Ending on November 2nd. His final performance in the newly crowned Tony winner for Best Musical had previously been announced for August 31st, but it turns out he will only be taking a brief leave of absence. Criss himself revealed the news on stage at the conclusion of today's matinee performance. From September 2nd through November 1st, Andrew Barth Feldman will temporarily replace Criss in the role of Oliver, a casting decision that had been stirring up some controversy this summer among the theater community. Maybe Happy Ending continues at the Belasco Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.